The Biblical and Constitutional Case for Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports. Introduction. On February 5, 2025, President Donald J. Trump signed an executive order titled, Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports. The order reaffirms that biological males should not compete in women's sports, citing Title IX protections, fairness in competition, and the safety and dignity of female athletes. The executive order directs federal agencies to enforce protections for women's sports and rescind funding from institutions that fail to comply. This issue is not just a political or legal matter, it is a profound moral and spiritual issue. A biblical worldview affirms God's created order, the distinct roles of men and women, and the pursuit of justice. The U.S. Constitution further reinforces the protection of individual rights, equal opportunity, and government accountability. This article will explore how the executive order aligns with both scriptural truth and constitutional principles. Under the Trump administration, we will defend the proud tradition of female athletes and we will not allow men to beat up, injure, and cheat our women and our girls. God's created order, men and women are distinct by design. God's design of male and female as distinct and purposeful creations is the first and most foundational truth that supports this order. Scripture is unambiguous on this point. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. Matthew chapter 19 verse 4. Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? The modern movement to erase biological distinctions is a rebellion against God's created order. Allowing men to compete in women's sports denies the fundamental truth that men and women are physiologically different. Science confirms that male bodies are generally stronger, faster, and more resilient due to bone density, muscle mass, and lung capacity, giving them an unfair competitive advantage. The erasure of women's sports in the name of inclusivity is not true equality, it is injustice. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 warns, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." Protecting women's sports is about preserving truth, fairness, and the integrity of God's creation. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Title IX, a constitutional protection for women. The executive order rightly upholds Title IX, a landmark provision of the Education Amendments of 1972, which states, "No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance." Title IX was explicitly designed to protect women by ensuring equal opportunities in sports and education. The push to allow biological males into women's sports violates the very foundation of Title IX. Courts have begun to recognize this. Tennessee v. Cardona, 2024, ruled that requiring women to compete against men deprives them of equal access to sports. Kansas v. U.S. Department of Education, 2024, affirmed that Congress intended to protect biological women. By enforcing Title IX as initially intended, the executive order restores legal and constitutional fairness, ensuring that women have a level playing field, as Congress intended. Justice and protection, the government's biblical mandate. The role of government is not to redefine reality but to promote justice and protect the vulnerable. Romans chapter 13 verses 3-4. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Women and girls are being robbed of fairness and safety when forced to compete against men or share locker rooms and scholarships with biological males. The government has a duty to protect women from exploitation and injustice. This executive order upholds that duty. The danger of cultural relativism and the war on truth. At its core, the fight over women's sports is about more than athletics, it is a fight over truth itself. The attempt to replace biological reality with subjective identity is part of the broader agenda of moral relativism, which seeks to eliminate objective truth. John chapter 8 verse 32. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 3-4. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Allowing men to compete in women's sports forces society to accept a lie, that men and women are interchangeable. It is not compassionate to allow this, it is destructive. Biblical stewardship and the use of federal funding. Luke chapter 16 verses 10-11. One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, And one who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 7. The borrower is slave to the lender. The executive order rescinds federal funding from institutions that promote transgender ideology in sports. This is a matter of stewardship. Taxpayer money should not be used to fund policies that violate biological truth and harm women. By withholding funding from schools that violate Title IX, the administration ensures that federal funds align with truth and justice, rather than promoting ideological agendas. Conclusion: a step toward truth and justice. The executive order reaffirms biblical truth and constitutional protections. God created men and women with distinct differences. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, Matthew chapter 19 verse 4. Title IX protects women from discrimination, and allowing men into women's sports violates that protection. The government's role is to promote justice and protect the vulnerable. Romans chapter 13 verses 3 to 4, Micah chapter 6 verse 8. The attack on women's sports is part of a broader war on truth. John chapter 8 verse 32, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 3 to 4. Taxpayer dollars should not fund policies that harm women and deny biological reality. Luke chapter 16 verses 10 to 11, Proverbs chapter 22 verse 7. This executive order is not just about policy, it is about truth, fairness, and protecting the God-ordained distinctions between men and women. As believers, we must stand for truth, defend biblical principles, and support leaders who protect justice and fairness. May we continue to pray for courage, wisdom, and strength as we uphold what is right in the eyes of God and aligned with our nation's founding principles.